My name is Jenna Minix, and I am the director of the Lois Henderson-Westendorf Center for Christian Ministry and Vocation and associate professor of counselor education. And this is my Advent meditation based on today's reading. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me from the words of my groaning? Oh my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night, but I find no rest. Yet you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel. In you our ancestors trusted. They trusted, and you delivered them. Psalm 22, verses 1 through 4. Distress frequently bubbles up as questions. Why? How long? Where are you? We groan and cry and lay awake at night, finding no rest. We all know the feeling. Our circumstances may differ, but our bodies not so much. Each of us feels pain, grief, anger, anxiety, shame, loneliness, and longing viscerally in our bodies. It's hard having human bodies that feel so much. Distraction, avoidance, and numbing only work for a season. Eventually, distress bubbles up, undeniable. Where's the shut-off switch? God, where are you? Why aren't you helping? No answer. Yet hope lies beneath. Somehow, as we put our distress into words, the bubbles burst. The surface stills. We see deeper and clearer than before. You are holy. And our distress is nothing new. Our ancestors also had bodies. They also felt so much, and they also found hope beneath the surface. They trusted. They trusted. And you delivered. You came to us in a body. Let us pray. God, give us words to speak our distress. As we trust you, come to us in a body. In our body, once again. Amen.